Mishnah continues with the discussion of when things are machayev in beer, when the things are machayev in beer and burning them and destroying them. So the Mishnah is going to list a number of items that has different kufos, different time periods, when the chayev beer of the things that are remaining in your house are required. So the Mishnah begins. Malachet asav malachet. A person who gathers up fresh grass. This is a person who has stores them in his house and gathers together this fresh grass and allowed to use it. He's allowed to consume it without beer. Achi yavesh hamatak, until the ground dries up. When the ground dries up, we have to assume there's no more fresh grass and no more no longer asav lachim in the field, and therefore what's in your house as well is mechuyav beer. The Maful explains. You're allowed to eat the moist grass that's in your home until it dry the moisture in the ground dries up, and the moisture in the ground it sweetens the fruit. It's called sweetness. It gives it moisture, so it gives it fruitness to the fruit. And after that, when it dries up, then you have to go ahead and then destroy also, revive, burn even the things that's in your home as well, because it's no longer available in the field. Said the Mishnah, however, Menagev Magavev Biyavesh, a person who gathers together dry and it's no longer moist, that's what you use and that's what you have in your home. Then, Ajtera Deviyashnia, you have until the time of the second rainfall be able to go ahead and use it until it requires beer, because we assume that it's dried, so therefore and that's what you collected, which means that's what you want. You're allowed to use it until now that there's not even any more dry grass available in the fields because the season is over. And Mimela, therefore, now you have a chi of beer and everything in your house. So there, Magen Rafulda explains, a person who gathers the dried grass, you can eat them without beer until Revi'a Shnia, which is when? Says the Marfulda, Shibishana Beinness B'chav Gimel Sheba Marcheshvin. Normally in a regular year, it's in the 23rd day of Marcheshvin, and that's when usually when that's how long it usually lasts in the ground, and then afterwards it disappears. So then you're able to go ahead, and until then you can use it in your home, and then you would have Mchuyav beer of the things that are in your home, which require, it's no longer available, and therefore it begins to decompose, begins to rot. And therefore, even what's in your field, even what's in your home, you'd have to have a chi of beer. That is the explanation of the Merah Fulda and the Pnei Moshe as well. Now, the Ma'aseh is, the Merah said that the, so therefore, this is the status of the difference between the fresh, moist grass and the dry. Is enough kmina, whether it's right away, as soon as it dries, the luchas dries up in the field, versus when you have until the second rain, which is Chaf Gimel Marcheshvin in a regular year, and that's it. Now this is Lamaisa Machlokes Tanoim as to when exactly it begins. Some say it's earlier, later. It's a sugya in the Bavli as well, Maseches Tainis, as to when the different opinions. Well, here we quote the 23rd day of Marcheshvin, says the Mar Fulda, but and as Pnei Moshe says as well. However, there we have other shitas. Some say it's Yudzayin Marcheshvin. Some say it's even earlier. Will be the time that it begins to dry up, and that's Revi'a Shnia, I should say, and therefore it will be considered also to use. Continues Mishnah Lekanim Alegafanim. What about leaves, fresh leaves of reeds or gafanim of grapevines? You're allowed to use them, and you have them in your home until when? At Yishra B'Mevayim, until when it's in the field, the ones that are in the field fall off from their branches, which means they're dried up. Then it requires beer, even the ones that's in your house. That's when the leaves fall off, that means there's nothing left that's fresh in the field. And mainly, therefore, even what's in your home that you stored away has to be as well be of beer at that time, because there's nothing left of a subsequent equal in the field, and therefore it's not royal lachila, it's not ready for people to use, and therefore you would have to destroy it at that point. What about, I'm not giving you, what again, same thing, you go ahead and you collect the dry ones, you don't want the moist leaves of Kanam Gafana, but you take the dry ones, and that's what you're storing, and then after the same idea, until the second rainfall, Then that's again it, whatever left in the field dries up completely. And mele, therefore, it mechuya beer in your home. Here again, the Marafulda explains. As long as their leaves are attached to the branches in the field, then halakas, you can still use it in your home. But once it's gone, either if it's dried, it's the second rainfall, and if it's then it requires beer. If it's moist, you have until the leaves begin to fall off. But Kivam disagrees in Bechulot, all the cases, whether it's both the first case of the Mishnah, the Asavim Lachim, or the Aleikanim Aleikafanim, both of them, the Malachi is Achatev Revi'ishin. If you have until the second rainfall, that's when it's a dim beer. In other words, we don't look at it as the chiluk that the Tanakhama makes, where there's a difference between it's Lachim or dried, Yevashim. Lachim, as we said, by Asavim is until Yevash Amatik, until it ground dries up, and the dried, the Asavim Yevashim, you have until Revi'ishni. There's a chiluk, the same thing with Aligahonim and Gafanim. Akiva disagrees and says all of them, there's no enough community, whether it's Lachin or Yevashim. We always go by the share of Revi'ah Shniyah. That's when Chiyuv Bitul comes in. We don't have a Chilik. And the question, what's the Svara of Akiva? Is that because Lamaisa, Metzim is no Nafkamina, Bein Lachim and Yevashim, we don't pass Akiva, Akiva, but the difference would be that there is a difference. We consider go by the field, as long as they're still out in the field, even if they're dried up, it's still considered Roy Lachiva, and therefore you haven't until the Revi'ah Shniyah to use in your home. And I mentioned that Pnei Moshe brings down to Halakha's Katana Kama. Similarly, we have a mask of Isaac of Eretz Goshamim. Another halakha where we find Revi'ah Shniyah is a person rents a house to his friend, Eretz Goshamim, and he says until the rain. He doesn't specify a month or a day. Until the rainy season. So when is that? That's a Teru Revi'ah Shniyah. Until the second rainfall falls, that is the, till it rains, that's the Zman, where we say, that's what he'd say he intended, that was what he had in mind, would be until that particular time, would be the time that a person at that point, Gishamim means, because you say, Lashon, why the second one, why not the first rainfall? Rashi Misalua says, Gishamim is Trey Mashma. You say, it doesn't say a Geshem, he says until the Gishamim. So Gishamim means two, which means the second rainfall would be this year, would be the cutoff of when a person would rent as it has until that time. So that's what the Mishnah says. Continuing, the Mishnah says another case. Again, if a person makes a neder, not to have any enough from his friend until Gishamim, until the rains. Again, the same idea. What does that mean? Same thing. It means until the Revi'ishni. The same idea. That's what we say it means. Gishamim Lashon Rabin. That is the time that a person, until that time, a person is it would be the thing. Now, this is Lamaisa Amachlokes in the Babli and the Darim. According to there, the Tanakama, according to Shita there of Shimon Gamliel, the Rambam Shmuel brings down. Halakha, it doesn't mean that Yishamim has to actually rain. Even if it didn't actually rain, only the Zman of rain, even if it didn't rain, is still considered the Zman. They say, no, it has to be the actual rainfall where the second time that the rain comes down is when the Halakha would be that the Neder is Mekoyim. Until when can the Neim go into their orchard? When can they go in? After Tevet Revi'ishni, until the second rain, which means, again, what does it mean, when can the Neim go in? In the other year, the Shnashti will eat the Lekach. They want to take Lekach Shechul Peah. They'll let it go in. Or Leganos Matzei Shvias. Let it go into the gardens and Matzei Shvias. When could they go in? When is the time they'll let it go in until the period that they're no longer able to go in? The Zman of Lekach Shechul Peah or collecting by Shvias, Matzei Shvias ends. Same idea, Atatei Revi'ah Shniyah. Because when anything left over it, that is not belongs to them. It reverts back to the owner. And that's the Zman that they have until that time. They're allowed to, when the new crop begins to sprout afterwards, and therefore they're not, they can't go in it. They go into the field also, they're going to trample. They'll step on the new things that grow, and that they can't do. That will damage the owner's property. That the Neim never had permission to do. And therefore, they can go in until that time, until the Revi'ah Shniyah is when they can go in. After that, they're not allowed to go in, because we say now the new tefuah came in. Things that grew, they're not entitled to. The Mishnah may masai nene sovin teven the kashal beers. Until when can a person nene from the teven, the straw, and the straw teven ukash when it can be nene from the burnt teven and the straw that of shvias, that when are you allowed to do? Be nene actually the same idea. When the second rainfall ends is when a person is able to be nene from that. And says the Marfuda to explain. Stam Tevin Akash is Roy Lamechel Behema, and then you get your Kedusha Shvius, and you're not to burn it, and also be Nana for a minute. However, when is the time that it's over with, and now you can go ahead and give it to the animals? When is after the time of the second Revi'a Shnia? Now there's nothing left in the field, everything is dried up, everything is there, and then the halacha is that's when it'll be mutter for the second rainfall, when it'll be mutter for the animals, be Nana, that's a time that you'd be able to go and give it to the animals to use for food, feed for the animals. Same asiyah. So then it's nothing to do with the first cases, but the same concept, the same zman of Revi'a Shnia is what is included. Mishnah discusses. Less kan kale kanim. There's actually no, doesn't mention all ale kanim, the leaves of reeds. El agafanim only mentions the leaves of the grapevines. Ale kanim ein lem shir, ein lem bir. There is no din. And even though we put together the lashon of alekanim and alegufanim, it really alegufanim is a misnomer because it only applies to alegufanim. But alekanim, there's no din biya bichlal on that, and the Gemara doesn't explain why. Mamela, therefore, don't read in the Mishnah alekanim; it's only alegufanim. Where do we see it from? Tanu lo nebraisa alekanim aleog chalei charuvin, leaves of reeds and sumac and carob and charuvim carob trees. Ein lam biya, there's no din biya. Meishay mina kola, because the Gemara said they're nothing; these things never, since they're not seasonal. These things grow all year; they never fall, even if they fall from the tree. But none of them, they're always remaining in the field because these things don't dry. They're dry to begin with. They don't ruin. They don't get ruined. They don't dry up. They're not nelam gamre. They don't get removed from the field completely. And therefore, the whole key of beer, as we established earlier, is only on things that are no longer appears in the field. Then you have to do beer in your house as well. But since these things never really remove, there always remains these things. Therefore, there's no din beer. So that would be the explanation why alekanim is not included, really, you know, Mishnah is not really in that Mishnah. It's really dafka al gefanim, because that gets removed. Al gefanim never really disappear. And therefore, it would talk, there's no din bir on al gefanim. So that's not the qualify what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah continues. When you rent the house, you say until the rains, you have until the Revi'a Shnia. Observable, he had a shayla. Amar al geshem. What if he said al geshem? So then, then we say, Lashon Yachid, until it means the first rainfall. We established before, and we said that we have until Revi'a Shnia, so the Rosh Hashanah explained that the reason is because he said, I guess him, he said, I gashamim. Gashamim means Lashon Rabim, means the second rainfall, which is what the Marfilda says in the Gemara as well. The Rosh Hashanah said it on the Mishnah. So, Mela, therefore, that's why he meant the second one. But if he says the Lashon Geshem Echad, the Lashon Yachid, then it doesn't mean the second rainfall. Then in Echanami, it would be the first Geshem, would be the Shir, Yemen and Edder, until Geshem, then it would be the same thing replied. Samalaka applies, it means Dafka the Geshem Arisho, not the Geshem Shnia. That would not be included. And where it says we see similarly as well, we learned in the Mishnah, learned the Halacha, Mesekh Shkolim. Ha'imir Alai, Eitz, a person says it's on me to bring the wood to the Mizbeah. Lo Yifcho Shnei Gezirim, you can't bring less than two. Because he said Lashon Eitzim, Lashon Rabim, the same Lashon, he mentioned Lashon Rabim. However, if he said Lashon Yachid, it'd be one. The other way we have my Mole boy, he said the name of my Mole, Amar Eli Eitz, he said one, wood? Maybe Gezer, he only has to bring one piece of wood. Because again, because the idea is that he said Lashon Rabim, he said Lashon Yachid, and mainly therefore, the same halacha applies in our Mishnah, he said Gshamim is Lashon Rabim, means until the rain, so too over here, Lashon Rabim here as well. So look, he's bringing a raya from the case by Mesekh Shkolim. The same idea. It's on lashon. It depends on the lashon he used. Whether it's lashon rabim or lashon yachid. So the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Not. Myself, I'm coming. You have a mishnah like this as well. Zeh gavin am neatzak gavin neatzmo. You have a person go. This is a person says this is a carbon by itself and this is a carbon by itself. What does that mean? We learned the mishnah as follows. Mishnah by Mesekh Tamin. Mesekh Yuma. Mesekh Tamin. Shnayim yadam mishnei gizurisim. You have two kohanim who hold in their hands two pieces of wood. So each one is carried by Kohen separately. Each one is considered as one. And therefore, it's not. So therefore, you think maybe one is not considered a valid carb, a valid neder. It has to be two. So you say, no, that each Kohen takes one. The Kohen Tumim is broad. Each Kohen takes one piece of wood in his hand. So you see the difference. That itself is considered a carbon. That itself is considered an neder. And therefore, it would show the Chaira that it would be the same halakha. It should apply that that it would be one, it would be considered, you see that one is makes a ken. And the Mar brings a raya, and that's what the Mar Sekhaz Yuma explains, the Mar Fulda explains. You see, Shema Minah Kol Gizar Korban, that's Mu. as you see the two Kohanim carry one. So maybe each one gets two pieces of wood. Each Kohen carries one. Maybe that's a raya that each one's by itself a korban. Therefore, the language of if he says eights, it means taka one. That would be a valid neder that he meant to say one. Another raya to this concept that it's that the lashon goes by lashon yalkut, lashon rabin. So the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, anything that your person makes that's contingent upon rainfall, that's always the second one. Then it means until the time of the second rainfall, not the actual rainfall. No, even though we said it applies until Reviyah Shnia, doesn't mean, it depends. If it's something, he says, G'shamim, then he meant to say the rain, actually the rain itself. Or do we say it means, no, he didn't mean the rain itself, because what if it doesn't rain? What if it's a dry season? He meant the zman of the Yod Gesham. Normally, Yod Gesham is at a particular time, which we said is the second V, is Chaf Gimel Machashvin. That's, he meant that time. He didn't mean the actual rain, but he actually meant the time is the time that we consider, it would be considered the period of when the person does. So the Gemara discusses this halacha. There are 7 days in the beginning of the rainy season, which rain falls, and Lopa doesn't stop. They include the second rainfall as well. When the rains in the beginning, it continues raining the entire time. The entire period of Shnia. It continues the same thing. It rains the entire period of time until a little bit of Shnia. The same halacha would apply. We have another brayser of Mechiyah B'Shem HaGamliel. The Lama Nikra Shmei. Why is it called Revia? Why do we call it Revia? Shiravasa, because the air penetrates the ground. Rova, just like we say Rova, that a person, a beer, do Malashan Labia, with Ravas. It's like a man, says Rova, it's in a cave, it's Mazria Madlida. Just like a person is Mazria, a man is Mazria, a woman, so too the Zara is Mazria, Ravia, so too the same thing we say the rain that comes penetrates the ground and gives, just like a Zaka penetrates a Nekeva, Lashon Revia, so too the Revia, the moisture, the rain, penetrates the ground in order to be able to wet, to moist it, to wet it, so therefore, Molida, it says in our Fulda, Gezaka Reveas in a Keva, Mitokak or Mazria Molida. So by getting the rain, it enters into the ground, it seeps into the ground, enters the ground, and it's Mazria, and things begin to sprout, to begin to grow the same Lashon Revia. So the Gemara says, again, we find that halacha is the Yavim Tulu V'ya Shnia. And same thing, like Kashim, same thing as well. Kash and store is the same halacha, a Tevin and Kash. Once in the field, the things began to rot. Huter Mashab Abayas. That we say is permitted in the house. In other words, the halacha is, it no longer didn't Shvias. When do we say the Chiv Shvias, that's also to use if it's still growing in the ground, and outside. But once it dries up outside, so then it begins to rot by the second rainfall, and then it's no longer Shvias anymore. And the Mamela, therefore, you got to go ahead and be burned. And normally, you're not a burnt Shvias, not a burnt Hektish. You can't destroy Hektish. But when it's, once it's right in the ground, it's no longer Kedusha Shvias. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and do beer, what's going in the house, because it's no longer anymore. It loses its shame Shvias, because it's already, whatever's out in the field, already considered rotted, if it would be considered to do beer. Hanar Yoshi, we learned in Aloka. I feel like Akash Loshana Maser. And after 3 years, it's still usher to burn Shvias, Kasha Shvias. Ah, it's a until you know that it ruined. In other words, we said that things take a long time for it to rot. We don't look, consider it. We're talking about a place where it doesn't rot right away. It takes a long time. Even if the Gimel Shvias, until you can't go ahead and you have to wait till it rots in the field. What are we referring to? We're talking about a field in areas which are mountainous areas, which have a lot of moisture from rain that comes down. And mainly in that area, the Fulda explains, even Achal Gimel Shanim, until he holds an Eretz Harim Mitrashim. You have a mountainous area where there's a lot of moisture because the water pours down the mountains and the ground is always saturated. In the Mela, it doesn't rot right away. It doesn't dry up by the second Revia. It could last for 3 years. So then, look, you can't burn the Shvias Babayas. There's no Dibi. You can't do it because it's not considered, it's still in the fields. And you have to wait 3 years until it's completely removed before you can go ahead and burn in the field because it's still considered that it's here. So that's again, what he's saying is he's being moist when the Mishnah says until the Revia Shnia. That's a normal field when the things dry up. But if it's an area which can, the things are moist, the field's moist, could last up for 3 years, then it could stay moist, it won't dry up and begin to rot for 3 years. Therefore, logs will not be able to burn it by Shvias. That's our log. What about straw of Shvias? Ain shonim batit. You can't go ahead and soak it batit in plaster. They're destroyed shonim batit. If you did it, batel, then it becomes batel. And then shouldn't get blow. Then you go, you know, do it as long as you mix it together and you turn it in, it's no longer visible. Now the straw is part of the plaster. Then that's okay. You know, again, the same idea. You're not allowed to go use it for something else. You can't make tit with it. You can't be ma'avid b'yadayim and put it into a tit, into a, put it into type of plaster to be able to go in and ruin it. That you can't do because you're making it get masriach further. Meyer says the Marfulda. Asul avdu b'yadayim shagurim liyishak Meyer. That you can't do. However, if you went and you did it, by the evid, you went and you mix it together and you magavel it with tit. It's all mixed together. Tit. The straw is no longer visible. Then the luck is, it's batel, and you could go ahead and use it. It's considered like it's already mavur, it's destroyed, you could use it. If it's not gobble, if you didn't go ahead and knead it, if it's not mixed together and still visible, in the, even if it's mixed in the plaster, but it's still visible, still can, but and the mafulda explains that luck is you can't use it, that ain't lo give a lo batel, it's not considered batel, it'll not be yosher to use. That's one aloka. Another aloka, tevin shashvias. You have tevin shashvias, ain't no slim but cry. You can't go ahead and put it in a pillow to use it as stuffing in a pillow. You can't use the straw used to be used for stuffing the pillow. You can't do that because you'd be nana from shvius. Nuts number cow, but you went and you put it already. Then it's considered batel. The pillow's already put in the pillow. It's now a pillow. Then I look, it's ready batel, and you're allowed to use the yeshiva love as long as you slept on it. In other words, just when you put in the thing, but it's still there. You didn't use it yet. You didn't actually lie down on it. Then it's still, you're still being mavai. Still has been put to shvius, and you can't use it. You're being mavai. Ave shvius be a dying. But if you actually went ahead and you used the pillow already, you didn't realize you're mistaken, you put it in, then already it's already used for something else, and mele, the halakha of shvius does not apply. It would be mutter. It says you can't do that. Similar halakha applies. We're using it as, you can't use it, the kar batel, says the Pnei Moshe, mavur, you put in the, it's batel, because like you're mavur it. But yusha yashin Allah, mito kakna skalkul of any royal Michael Behema. In other words, when you just put in the pillow, but the straw is still the raw straw, you can still take it out and use it for the animals. So it didn't actually mavatel yet. It's not mavur, it's as if it's mavur. But it says in Pnei Moshe, but if you slept on it already, then already you consider that you no longer royal the Behema, you're not going to take it out of the pillow, you already used it as a pillow. Not going to use it for something else. The male, therefore, it's miyakhidit for something else. Therefore, it's not considered royal or Michael Behema. And therefore, it's already considered mavur, and then you'll have to continue using it. It's not a dinner, you're being about to shvias be a dime anymore. Mishra continues. Teven jo shvias. Teven jo shvias. Mao shi yasa mishra mishvichan. What's the halakha? Legabe din, the asher mishra mishvichan. Do we say that the halakha of shvichan includes for straw something which is dafka Michael Behema, not Michael Adam? The Marifulda explained. Now, if Gemini's Batu Michael Behema, do we say that you, for Sfika, it's now considered, Sfika is considered that it's Michael Behema, it now still has an issue Sfika? Do we say no? We don't matter. It's just Sfika is only on something that's royal Michael Behema. But something that's Sfika, which is no longer, do we consider it also Usher? Or do we say considered Usher, it's Hetera to Asura, it's considered like other Sfika? Do we say no? We don't consider that Sfika. We don't consider it. Only, is it only Michael Behema? Is it only Michael Lotan? That is it, didn't the Chachamim master Sfika? Or do we ask Sfika even something that's only royal the Michael Behema? Would be guys that as well as if it's Michael Lotan? So Mara says, I was feeling the shoulder of Zadar. He asked him this question. And the answer of Zadar, this very shy about Sfika by Michael Behema. Mara says, the Sharei, and he mopped it. He said, this look, this straw is mutter to use, and it's not considered also. I'm Rav Zira. I know Losim Kalayu. I don't rely on Rav Zadar Zavdei. Shtalas Leilon to Beit Kanasna. But I ask this question to those learned in the base medrash about Kisna. It's the I asked them in that place there a base med place that's used by Kisna, which is a city near the Yam HaMelech, near Tiberia. It's an area near in the Galil. And he asked them, those who learned in the base medrash over there, I asked them this question. And they said, it has been our minug to bring in straw that's chopped up from even before the shvius here, and when it runs out, maisim and shuria, you bring from even the leftover shvius. So that meant mixed in together. We take it together. So if it's mutter, in other words, it's mixed together. It's ready in the spot. It's mixed together with the plaster. So mainly, therefore, it's mutter. We allow you to even take use of the shvius stick of straw. However, if it's not mixed together, if it's separate, we don't allow you to do that. So we see that Tzvichin was also even Lagabi Michael Behema. We see that the base medrash for Karsano, they wouldn't give their animals, they wouldn't even give their animals things that straw that grew in Shvius year, they wouldn't give their animal together. Only later, when it was mixed together with the other part, then we would say mixed that we allowed them to do it. So we see that there were machmir that we don't give the halakha of Tzvichin is also even for Michael Behema, we don't use. So we see that they were from over there, we see that they were machmir. So the Gemara Meir Meir, Masi so amishu mutter. We have a brisa that says it's mutter tani milta the brisa. Dyers and those who go ahead and feed, and their job is to fatten the animals up. Gemara said, they're allowed to go ahead and take mursin, the things you feed the animal with, the brain that's fed the animals, any place you want in the kosher, we're not aware that they maybe came from shvius. So you see very clearly that animal feed is not included in the asvika. We're allowed to take it. You see that the brain, which is stuff that's only royal to Michael Behemoth, it's not royal for Michael Ludum at all. You let her go take it and use it for Michael Behemoth. So you see, I didn't use a shvikin. Why would he allow you to do that? Terence says the price is very clearly that there is no isa shvikin on things that are dafka royal to Michael Behemoth. There's no din isa shvikin on that. So the Gemara says, you see from there that it does not apply. So Gemara is going to continue its discussion as we go on tomorrow whether Isa Shvikan does apply or the other source. Here we just saw a brisa that says clearly that Isa Shvikan does not apply, but Makom, that it's only Isa, only for Michael Behemoth.